From GPB News, this is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headley. Count down the houses on your block. Pew Research says at least one in every three of them has a gun inside.
When I was a little girl, my father taught me how to shoot. I was 8 years old when he first put a gun in my hand.
I own them for hunting. I own them for protection. Matter of fact, I got one in the door of my truck. If somebody comes up right now and wants to start something, I'm putting them where they belong. It's quicker than calling the police.
I am a single woman who lives alone, and I need to be able to protect myself.
And I hope to God that I never, ever have to use it.
That was Duren Jordan from Douglasville, Georgia, Penny from Stone Mountain, Lee Lovelace of Ashland, Alabama, and Coco from Atlanta. This hour, a special program on guns in the South, the emotions they stir, how they're bought and sold, the total cost of gun violence, and the history of laws that control who has access to them. We'll even take a hunting trip. First, though, we recently talked about whether guns really make their owners safer.
Study after study has shown that if you have a gun in your home, the risk of someone in your family being shot goes up 200%. It triples.
That's Mark Rosenberg, former president and CEO of the Task Force for Global Health. Here are your first thoughts.
My name is William Ryan. I'm calling from Peachtree City, Georgia. If you want to be safe in your person and property, get a gun, learn how to use it safely, and because the cops have no legal duty to protect you.
We love getting your thoughts and opinions and views. Call us, like William did, at 404-500-9457. We're also on Twitter, at OST Talk, or post to Facebook, and we might feature your comments on the show. Before we get into an in-depth discussion of gun control and how this debate plays out in the South, let's catch up on current Georgia gun laws and how we became one of the most permissive states in the country when it comes to guns. It was not always this way. At one point, we led the nation in gun control.
The free person of color, so detected in owning, using, or carrying firearms, shall receive upon his bare back 39 lashes.
And that state law passed in 1833. Its motivation was racial.
Some of the earliest gun control legislation was, in fact, aimed directly at black people.
Robert Cottrell is a professor of law at George Washington University.
Immediately after the Civil War, the southern states in 1865 and 66 passed the Black Codes, and among other things, the Black Codes prohibited the newly freed black population from having weapons. In fact, that was one of the principal reasons for the passage of the 14th Amendment, was basically to attack the Black Codes and also to apply the Bill of Rights and specifically the Second Amendment to the states.
Gun control was first applied to white Georgians a few years later, in 1837. Lawmakers banned all concealed weapons. Peter Hoffer is a legal historian at the University of Georgia.
And what the authorities were afraid of is that people carrying concealed weapons, all of a sudden the threat appears and you didn't know it was there. Whereas if someone is carrying a weapon that's visible, you know that the threat is there.
But that concealed carry ban was short-lived. The Georgia Supreme Court struck it down in 1846.
A prohibition against bearing arms openly is in conflict with the Constitution and void.
This case is still cited in modern courts as a precedent. It's the first gun control measure in the nation overturned on Second Amendment grounds. Now Georgia's known as a shall-issue state. That means law enforcement agencies have to issue a concealed carry gun permit to anyone 21 or older who passes a background check. States where officials have more discretion are called may-issue states. In 2006, Georgia became a stand-your-ground state. That's a legal defense for shooting someone you think is a danger to you. The National Rifle Association even sells insurance policies to cover shooters who claim self-defense. These policies were heavily advertised at the group's annual convention in Atlanta this year.
We prepare for so much that leads up to pulling the trigger. Are you prepared to deal with what happens after?
In 2014, Governor Nathan Deal signed the Safe Carry Protection Act. It's also known as the Guns Everywhere Law. It allows people to carry guns into bars, churches, school zones, government buildings, and certain parts of airports. University campuses were added to the list over the summer when Georgia became the 10th state to enact a campus carry law. As of July, it's legal to have a concealed gun in most areas at a state school. Mandy Ballinger is a Republican representative from Canton who supports the measure.
It's really the God-given right that people have to not be a victim. States that have enacted campus carry or campus safety have become safer. The numbers prove that, and so we just want to afford that protection to all Georgians.
But most research does not show that guns make campuses safer. University of North Georgia professor Matthew Bodie recently looked at police records for two major universities in Utah, where campus carry has been around since 2004.
Police reported back zero incidents of anyone reporting to them that they had used a gun to stop a crime.
There's really no consensus on what can stop gun violence. We sent GPB reporters out all over the state to ask Georgians what they think might help. Here's Ashley Crumbly in Savannah.
I think they should, like, evaluate people first before they, like, let them get a license to carry a gun.
Me llamo Darío y vivo aquí en Rex. Por su seguridad, okay, está bien, es para su seguridad.
My name is Darío, in Rex, Georgia. It's okay if it's for their security, but make sure that's true, and they're in good psychological state in order to be able to have a gun. And if they're not, don't give it to them.
Many people told us they don't think there's anything you can do to prevent shootings.
Because you can't monitor every single person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Rex Musgrove, I live in Tucker, Georgia. People that the kids and stuff that get shot is the parents, or that they're not responsible gun owners.
My name's Charlie Walters. I live in the woods. Gun control is not going to work. We take away all the guns, people start killing people with knives. We take all the knives away. People start killing everybody with forks. We take all the forks away. They start killing people with spoons.
Duran Jordan of Douglasville told us he carries a concealed handgun wherever he goes.
So I feel a little bit lost without it, especially if I'm traveling. I don't see the purpose in fully automatic weapons for anybody owning a weapon such as that, which is purely for mass destruction. I don't understand the point of having a gun that has 50 rounds of ammunition.
Weapons that fire continuously are banned in the U.S., but semi-automatic weapons can be modified to have the same effect. That's what happened in Las Vegas recently. In Georgia, no state law regulates the sale or possession of semi-automatic weapons. There's also nothing stopping people who are accused of domestic violence or subject to domestic violence protective orders from buying or possessing firearms. Federal law requires a dealer to run a background check before they sell you a gun, but in Georgia, those checks are not required if you have a concealed carry permit, and they don't apply to sales between individuals.
If you sell a gun to your buddy Jim, he does not have to go through the background check. He should, but he doesn't have to. That's one of the failings of the Georgia law.
Jim Richardson works behind the counter of a small gun store in Metro Atlanta.
If you come in with a carry permit, I don't have to do the background check. You can purchase the gun, put it in your car, and take it home.
Richardson says he usually runs a check anyway, unless it's a regular customer.
When you gauge someone when they come in, that's a gray area. It's almost like you have to profile them. You have to do your own, and it's not racial. It's not so much racial as moral and ethical.
He guesses that in the past year, he's encountered around 100 people who tried to buy guns but did not pass the background check. And he's refused to sell to two people, even though they met all the requirements.